So today I'm going to talk about Sequoia Git, which is a tool for making signed commits matter. And I'm sure that a lot of people in this room, you're here, you want to hear about signed commits. You sign your commits, right? How many people do? Oh, lots of people sign your commits. Oh, about more than half, 60%. That's great. Do you know why you sign your commits? No, nobody knows why they sign their commits. Maybe I didn't give you enough time to raise your hand. So what do version control systems do? Because we all work with version control systems, primarily Git. They track changes. They track the changes to the code. They track, 15 minutes left. Okay. They track changes to code. They track authorship. They track other metadata, like when you committed it. And they track, of course, the commit message. And we have a problem because the author can actually be faked. Who decides who the author is? It's the person who commits it. So the person who commits goes ahead, says, oh, it's whoever, not me. For instance, I could go ahead and create a commit from Linus. I use git config to set his email address, his name. I modify a few files. I add a commit. Improve build definitely does not add a backdoor. Very inspiring commit message. And then I commit it, and it's good. It says, when we look at the log, it was by Linus Torvalds. And believe it or not, GitHub will even show it. If you look at the picture over here, you'll see that Linus Torvalds has committed to my repository. GitHub says it must be true. Now, GitHub knows who pushed the commit. It was me. I pushed it. And the person, I'm logged in, so that's why GitHub knows, but the committer and the author are different, and couldn't GitHub go ahead and correct that? And the answer is no, because we want attribution, right? That's one of the important things in the free and open source world, is that the person who does it gets the attribution. At the same time, it's not only about attribution, it's also about blame, git blame. if somebody comes along and does something bad, we want to be able to look at their other commits as well. So impersonation is bad. Why do we care about it? Well, maybe you have a project that's hosted on a forge and the forge decides to insert a backdoor. Maybe they were forced to by some three-letter agency. How do we catch that? Or maybe your project is hosted on a forge and your account is compromised. So that could happen. And the attacker adds a commit and they insert a backdoor into your project. How do we prevent it? How do we detect it? Or maybe there's somebody out there who's submitting patches on your behalf, like I just did for Linus. And it's a low-quality patch because it didn't actually fix the build system. It introduced the backdoor. What do you do? Did I damage Linus's reputation? Well, probably not in this case, but other people? How do we catch that? Well, preventing impersonations, digitally signed commits, we have cryptographic proof. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here. No, the signing is the easy part, right? We already saw that two-thirds of the room does the signing, but nobody knows why we do the signing. So why? We can sign, but again, we have the same problem as we had before. Anybody can create a certificate with anybody.